Hi, I'm Natalia Turfa, and you've just found The Uplift, a weekly podcast to hopefully make your week a little better. Thanks for listening. Hey there, Uplifters. Our verse this week is Psalm 63, verse 8. The psalmist says, "My soul clings to you, and your right hand upholds me." So when my daughter was younger, she would often refuse to walk places. We'd be walking around and she would tell us she could not walk anymore. And instead of going boneless, like so many kids do, she would just cling. She'd whine, "Carry me." And we'd respond with an ever so sympathetic, "You have two legs and two feet that work, so use them." And then she'd wrap her little arms around my waist and her little legs around one of my legs and just cling. So when I hear this verse, "My soul clings to you," this is the picture that comes to mind for me. This idea of my whole being, all of who I am, just sort of wrapped around God when I'm in need of help. The Hebrew word here, dabak, means this exact thing, to cling to something. Or, as a definition says in the Hebrew dictionary, the adhering as with glue. It says the image of being adhered as with glue, like super glue to God. Isn't that crazy? I think that image is awesome. So in times where things are just not going very well, I kind of wonder what would it look like for us to just cling, to be glued to God. I think this image strikes me so strongly because it feels so real, right? The times my daughter would cling to me like that were either because she was exhausted or she was scared. And I feel like those are two things I still feel, and those are still two moments in which I need to cling to God. Right? There are a lot of scary things happening in the world right now. Nature has been loud and destructive. Politics have been loud and destructive. Illness has been loud and destructive. Are you noticing a theme? I'm noticing a theme. Right? It's scary, and all of these hits that keep coming and coming and coming are exhausting. So here I'm standing, scared and tired. And what does the psalmist say to do? Cling. Instead of doing what I want to do, which is curl up in a ball on the floor, instead I am called here, or reminded maybe is a better way to say it, to grab on to the one steady, safe thing that I have, and that's God. The other reason I love this verse so much is that in this psalm, God's response to my clinging is holding me with God's right hand, it says. Now, it's a strange thing to note unless you know just what it means to be held with the right hand. Being at the right hand of God, being touched by the right hand of God, is an honor. It represents honor. And God using her right hand to hold us up as we cling says something not about God, but about us and who we are. It says that we are loved and important and that we matter to God. Our well-being matters to God. So then, in these moments where we are exhausted and beat up and scared, we are being held up, propped up, or just plain held by God, who loves us and thinks we're worthy of being held in a place of honor. See, not what I did with my kiddo, which was to sort of push her off of my legs and waist and say, "You got this, you can do it on your own." That's not what God does for us. It's like we wrap our arms around God's waist and we wrap our legs around God's leg, and God puts one hand on our shoulder to kind of hold us there. Maybe right in the middle of our back. That's kind of what I did with my kid. And just makes sure we can stay clinging. So picture that, uplifters. Hold that image close. And then cling. Go for it. If you're feeling that way, if you're feeling tired and scared like I am in these dark days, cling. Cling to God. God's got you. Uplift started with a small cancer support group asking me to write a sort of devotional each week to help them have just a little more hope in their difficult days. And now, Uplift includes you. This community is filled with people who need the uplift or who have been uplifted and now want to pass it on to someone else. If you want more information, want to sign up for a weekly email, or send a note, check us out online at upliftlife.org. Extra special thanks to Nate Bergengren, without whom this podcast would just be a series of recordings on my computer, and who also composed and performs the music you hear at the start and end of this podcast. Seriously, so lucky to have him around.